Okay, State Nation, what up? This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State. Happy graduation weekend to those that are walking that stage this weekend here in Kansas State University, Manhattan, Kansas. Your host, Eddie Greer, for the Purple Project Podcast. Mother's Day weekend, you got graduation weekend, and the baseball team takes game one in Stillwater last night in a wild game last night. 10-9, the offense, the story of this game, K-State now, and the bigger picture now, the West Virginia loss, one game back, heading into game two this afternoon, which is going to go down at 1 Central Time, game two, but we got to look back at this game for a minute. Wow, this offense came out swinging early and often in this game here. Pete Hughes after game, quote, what a win. Great win for our guys, he says, and then goes on and says, Friday night, quote, Friday night wins on the road are gold, end quote, there as well. And it's a testament to this team, man, all year long. You're not bought in this team by now. What are you doing, right? What are you doing, folks? They had a 13-9 road record coming in here to this weekend, obviously, and we're still not done. We're still right in the thick of things here. This is their 14th road win of the year, obviously. We'll get to all that here at the back end. But the starting pitcher for this game for K-State, Owen Berenema, third consecutive victory here down the stretch here in the critical stretch of the season here. We'll get to his line momentarily here on the podcast here. Tyson Nabers became just the 9th Wildcat to earn 10 or more saves. Nabers, obviously, he's on a Warwich award watch list. We brought him up on not this current edition of the weekly podcast, but us and our special guest from 2 weeks ago, Jasmine Halliburton, brought him up. He's that dog, and he shut down Oklahoma State in the 9th inning there. Nick Goodwin, Overland Park native, recorded 4 hits last night. Kaelin Culpepper, swinging hot stick as well. He hit a dart to left field early game, and Cole Johnson driven in another run as well. Let's take a look inside the box score here after game one here. K-State 10, Oklahoma State 9. K-State struck first in the second, and then Oklahoma State struck right back with two. This was back and forth, so same thing in the third. Two for the Cats, two for the Cowboys. It was all knotted up at 4 apiece. And then the 5th inning, K-State added 2 more, and Oklahoma State responded with 1. Seemed like every time K-State responded, Oklahoma State had a response of their own there. No score in the 6th inning. And then K-State opened things up a little bit in the 7th inning with 4. And then Oklahoma State with 2 more. With 2 in the bottom of 7th. And I said Nabers shut it down. Well, he had to avert some trouble in the 9th inning there as Oklahoma State's rally falls short in the bottom of the 9th inning. And K-State, no, it doesn't matter how you get them at this point, gets that one-run win there to preserve it there. Owen Berenema gets the win, 7-1 in the year. Watts Brown, oh my goodness, say that 10 times fast, drops to 5-3. Tyson Nabers hits double digits in saves this year with, I better do this real quick before I let that get away. Sorry about that. Just getting done finally getting that 20-plus long run in. I'm fired up right now. Time of attendance, almost 3-hour game. Attendance, big time. Almost 5,000 on hand to see it in Stillwater there as well here. K-State, two pitchers, Berenema, Nabers, carried the team there. Nabers there, 2 2/3. 2 hits, 2 runs in the bottom of the 9th inning there. Both of those were earned. Struck out 5 Oklahoma State batters there. Oklahoma State, you had needed to use 4 pitchers in this one there as well. Nick Goodwin, 4 for 5 last night in the game. Cash Ruggley, 2 more hits. Let's see here. Brennan Jones, your leadoff man last night, went 1 for 4. Brady Day, 2 for 5. Kaelin Culpepper, 3 for 5. More hits there. Roberto Pena drove in a run, 2 for 4. In this baseball game as well. Incredible stuff last night as the Cats now 32-18 overall, 12-7, sits lone second right now. And I'm going to try to get this up right away here when I get done as soon as I can. I know I got some other things I want to do around the house. Like I said, I know I'm going way off the railroad tracks here, but this is looking till now, till grandma's, at least for me personally, this is the last free weekend for me personally, until after grandma's is done. That's mid-June, that's next month, so you're surely going to be busy throughout now until, until I cross, hopefully, the finish line at in Duluth, Minnesota. But other than that, the Cats look to put their stamp in the regional column here, and this is a huge step to do that right there. K-State wins its first game in Stillwater. I mean, this is huge. You got to go back to since 2017 when it last won in Stillwater, Oklahoma, there as well. The Cats offensively. This is their third straight game scoring 10 runs or more in this game. Cash Ruggley, 32 straight games now, reached on base. Brady Day right behind it. It seems he seems to be on his heels. Every time Ruggley's on base, okay, I got to get on base now. Let me see if I can get on base for a little bit. 30, game two here later on this afternoon. So I hope to get, I should have this up by then as well. So, and track and field, huge. Also, yesterday as well, they're in the Big 12 tournament meet as well. A lot of things going on the road and here in Manhattan. Graduation weekend this weekend. A lot of folks out there getting it done. Again, congratulations to all the students that are going to be walking across the stage in Bramlage this weekend. Of course, we got Mother's Day officially tomorrow, Mother's Day weekend as well. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, including mine, included as well. Wow, what a start to the weekend, folks. K-State game one, 10-9. This is a big step toward getting that regional spot. And, of course, we got that huge TCU series. Oh, boy, I got to tell you, man. But K-State, they got a chance to win the series this afternoon. We'll see what happens. It's not going to be easy. But, hey, at this point in the season, you want to be playing your best ball. However way you can get it, you got to get it. And 1-1, hey, I'll take it. 10-9 to score is 15-ranked K-State takes down 13th-ranked Oklahoma State in Game 1, Game 2 later on in this afternoon. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it? Wherever you get your podcast, folks. We're going to be back a lot here this weekend, so make sure you want to keep up with the baseball team. This is the podcast to do it right here. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Eddie Greer, we'll talk to you a little bit later on here this week. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.